Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Ag futures today across the board were in the red. Everything closed lower, including the grains and the cattle futures. Corn here down 3 cents in March, 3.76 1/4, about 2 cents off the lows. March beans down 6 cents, 8.75 1/4. The lows were 8.73, so 2 cents off the lows there. And then wheat sold off today down 4 3/4 in March. Chicago wheat 4.90 3/4. March Kansas City down 7 1/4. At 482.5. Cattle futures were lower today as well. Yesterday's reversal brought a lot of positive feelings into today's market. This morning there was a few people on the buy side here hoping that it would extend yesterday's strength, but that was not the case. We closed down 60 to $1.50 or so on the feeder cattle. Live cattle were down 30 to 40 here at the close. That is down, but they were nearly $4 down at one point in the feeder cattle and about $2 lower in the live cattle. So they did come back, but they closed in the red today. That's going to take away a lot of that strength and that positive attitude from yesterday. Box beef, choice and select just 3 and 2 cents lower, so virtually unchanged today. That puts choice at 203.05, and that was 98 loads trading here today.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Hedge funds drove the grain futures across the board lower here. They're already short estimated 325 million bushels of wheat, short 340 million bushels of corn, and short about 165 million bushels of beans. So they're short across the board. And there was some interesting forecast this morning. The USDA chief economist released their estimate for crop acres production, demand and ending stocks all the way out through 2025. Its early estimates are that the corn acres will remain near 90 million bushels out through 2025, with the yield increasing all the way up to 186 or 186 bushels an acre. Soybean acres, 82 million through 2025, with the yield increasing to 51. And then wheat acres, 51.5, so that's actually a drop in wheat acres, but yield increases to 49 bushels per acre. There's still ongoing talks of the Argentina cutting their grain export tax. Also talk of the Federal Reserve lowering interest rates. So that could all drive markets. Now, if you look at some of the outside markets, such as crude oil is all the way down to in the $35.60 level. That's the lowest we've seen in 7 years. So there's a lot of things going on in the bigger picture here that just seem to be negative to commodities.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
Ian, recapping your markets, February live cattle down 27 at 126.25, with April down 30 at 127.35. January feeder cattle down 92 at 152.12, with March down 72 at 150.12. February lean hogs up 132 at 60.55. April up 145 at 64.70. March Kansas City wheat down 7 1/4 at 482.5, with May down 7 1/4 at 492 3/4. March Chicago wheat down a nickel at 490.5. May down 4 3/4 at 496 1/4. March corn down 4 at 375 1/4, with May down 4 at 380 1/4. January soybeans down 7.5 at 870 3/4. March down 7.5 at 873 3/4. March cotton down 6 at 63.71 with May down 6 at 64.49. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.